You're listening to an audio sermon by Pastor Bernard Mulder from Household of Christ. We trust that you will be encouraged and blessed as you listen to the Word of God.
Hallelujah. This is really the best Sunday of the year for me, Cultural Sunday, where we all dress up, or those that want to dress up, and we just come and we celebrate what God is busy doing here in Household of Christ. Amen. You know, when God spoke to us 21 years ago and said, start a church, before that, four times we were offered churches. Churches with buildings. And every time we went and prayed and said, God, should we accept it? God would say, no. Then there was another church that had a Bible school and everything. I said, God, no. Four times, no, 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 no. I said, okay, God, what is it that you want? The Lord said, what I want, you're going to have to start in your house, in your home. That seed will have to fall in the ground and die, and it will have to start to grow from scratch so that it can be what I want it to be. Amen? Sometimes something from a natural point of view can look like a good idea, but God has got another plan. Amen? And remember many times when we prayed, I'd see a vision of trees growing. But this tree wasn't growing as fast, but I saw the roots being established, roots growing downward, and suddenly the tree just started to grow. I knew that we had done the right thing at the right place. Amen. Turn to the person next to you, say, right place. I want to talk to you today about being at the right place. I heard about tallest trees in the world is a redwood tree. They found in California, they can grow up to 70, some of them think are up to 100 meters tall. Tallest tree. And about 100 years ago, somebody took some of those trees to New Zealand. They planted them there, and the soil was close to where there was a volcano. So the soil is rich, volcanic rock and soil is in there, and it's very good rainfall there, and the weather is just perfect. Tallest tree, look at them. Amazing. You know what happened when they planted those trees in New Zealand? They grew three times faster. Sometimes what's limiting you is not the potential on the inside, it's the place where you find yourself at. Being at the right place can cause extra growth in your life. And last week I shared about the body of Christ, how the body of Christ is full of the life of Jesus Christ, and how the rabbis teach that when a child is born, they say the name of God. Yeah. The breath. Yeah. And the last thing that you say when you breathe out, Yahweh. So every time when you're walking, you're actually saying the name of God. Yahweh. Yahweh. And nobody can survive without breath. Can I have an amen? Or is there somebody that can survive here without breath? But nobody can survive, even if you held up your breath, maybe for 2 minutes. Dr. Paula told us, 3 minutes maximum? 5 minutes. Now, 3 to 5 if you're lucky. After 5 minutes. But the same is true of the church. The body of Christ, we need the breath of God, the life of God. Otherwise, we're just a structure, an organization. And the Bible says in Psalm 92 that those that are planted in the house of the Lord, that they will flourish. So when you're planted at the right place, like those redwood trees, supernatural growth. Amen? And as I was preparing, I just realized that God is very interested at where you're at. Where you find yourself. When we started 21 years ago, God wanted us to be in that house. Back out 20 chairs. started there. God is interested where you find yourself. Where you are planted will affect you. And I was reminded of Ruth. Turn with me in your Bibles to Ruth chapter 2, verse 15. Let's pray. Precious Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your tremendous grace. Thank you that we're at the right place at the right time, and that you are busy perfecting everything concerning us, taking us from where we are to where you want us to be. Let your people hear your voice upon my voice, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Listen to this. Ruth 2 verse 15. And when she rose up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves, and do not reproach her. Also let grain from the bundles fall purposefully for her. Leave it that she may glean, and do not rebuke her. Can I tell you, some of you are just at the right place. Somebody has noticed you and dropping hands full for you. You're picking it up. But you're thinking you are the one doing these great things, but somebody has taken notice of you. And Boaz is the one giving instruction to drop hands full for her, and she's picking it up. She's got provision, she's got abundance. And when she gets home to her mother in grace, her mother-in-law, amen. You can have a mother-in-law if you want to. I have a mother in grace, amen. They're much better. When the law came, sin revived and I died. And we're not under the law, we're under grace, amen. So when you have a mother in grace, it's amazing. Amen. They're kind and they're friendly. But Ruth's mother-in-law, Naomi says to her, where were you today? And in verse 22, she says, and Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, it is good, my daughter, that you go out with his young woman and that people do not meet you in any other field. She said, I want to give you advice. If you are at the right place, stay there, there's protection for you. Stay there, there's hands full for you there. Don't be seen in another man's field. And sometimes our protection is just to be at the right place. Amen? Let me tell you something. The people you hang out with can influence you either in a positive way or a negative way. They can either build you up or they can break you down. And Naomi says to her, be seen in Boaz's field. It's a safe place for you. Sometimes we have to take note what fields, what places our kids are hanging out. Parents, can I have an amen? Sometimes you're going to be that conscience. You're going to have to be that voice and say, you cannot be seen in that field. It's not healthy for you. It's not safe for you. It was Boaz who gave the instruction and said, drop hands full for this woman. Being at the right place can cause increase and abundance in your life. Amen? Being at the right place affects your destiny. Her being in the right field, she ended up marrying Boaz. They had a son by the name of Obed, who was the father of Jesse, who was the father of King David, one of the greatest kings. And his son was Solomon, who built the temple. Can you see that being at the right place affects your destiny, not only yours, but your children's children's children's? Can I say this? Household of Christ is my happy place. It's my happy place. Yes, give the Lord a hand. Amen. It's where I experience the peace of God, the joy of God. Amen. Not just on a Sunday, but during the week. When I hear somebody has delivered something here, and they ask the people, what is the peace in this place? Why is there so much peace in this place? That peace is not the peace of man. It's the peace of God. It's the peace that God gives us. Amen? You know, if you had Jesus next to you, you would have peace. Amen? Let me see your hand. you would have peace. And Jesus was that comforter that walked with his disciples here on earth to be with them the whole time. But he said, I have to go back. I have to go to heaven. But when I go to heaven, there's another comforter coming, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is a person that's with us. It's not a cloud or something weird or something strange. Amen? He's a person that's with us. And when we started this church, the mandate was very, very clear. Very clear. A house of prayer for all nations. Jesus, when he spoke, he said, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. Turn to the person next to you and say, all nations. At the Tower of Babel, what happened there is God caused a vision through different languages. But at the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit was poured out, they were baptized into one spirit again to be able to speak in one language. And he says the one thing that will unite all nations is prayer. Can you pray with all nations and say, come, let's pray together? This is a very sensitive thing, but God has called us and said, lift up your voice and be not afraid. Say to the cities of South Africa, behold, here is your God. A message of reconciliation. And you have to be at the right place if you want to experience this kind of power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said to his own disciples, he says, wait in Jerusalem. Turn to the person next to you, say, right place. In Acts 1 verse 8, he says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and then you'll start to witness for me in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in Samaria. Remember, Jews didn't want to do anything with the Samaritans. That's why the disciples even asked Jesus, why are you talking to this woman at the well? But he says, once you've received power from the Holy Spirit, what did he say? He says, once Jesus has clothed you with his presence, your nature will change because the fruits of the Holy Spirit will start to manifest in your life. You will have love. You will have joy. You will have peace. There will be a new kindness, a new gentleness, a new long-suffering. Am I talking to the right people? And this is what we need. We need the church to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says in Acts 2 verse 1, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Turn to the person next to you, say, right place. Be at the right place. Do you know what's the heart sore thing about that? The Bible says 500 people. Jesus appeared to 500 people. Said, meet together that you can receive this power to go make a difference in the world. How many people were in the upper room when the Holy Spirit fell? They had to wait 10 days, remember? Only 120. Means 380 of them said, I've waited too long. Wait for what? For nothing is happening here. And they couldn't wait. Have you been in a time of waiting? Turn to the person next to you, ask them, have you been in a time of waiting? You know, sometimes God gives us a promise and he says, I'm going to give you power. I'm going to change things in your life. And then we get frustrated in the waiting time and we want to jump the gun. Look here what happened. The Bible, in verse 2, the Bible says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing, mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Can I just tell you something? You have to be in the right house. Because God first fills the house, then he's going to fill you. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, one set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. First in the place, and then he touched them. You have to be at the right place. I want to say the Holy Spirit is there to help us. I'm so grateful. I don't have to do life on my own. I've got my wife. I've got my family. I've got the family of God. But most of all, the person that helps me the most is the Holy Spirit. We have a friend in the Holy Spirit. David was the one. David, let me tell you, David, in his own ability, was not a giant slayer. But he had a friend in the Holy Spirit. That's why he prayed, do not let your spirit depart from me, because he knew he was not a giant slayer. He knew he had a friend in the Holy Spirit. If you have to face giants, you have the Holy Spirit that can help you. Moses, even when God was taking him to the promised land, the perfect place. Have you got a promised land? Let me see your hand. Have you got a promised land? I hope you're holding on to a promise. But even Moses said, even the promised land that you've got for me, Lord, I'm not going into the promised land unless your presence goes before me. Unless your presence goes before me. Because in that promised land, there's giants. There's high walls. Too many of us have got a promise and we think, that's what I have to do. And we're trying to achieve that without the help of the Holy Spirit. When I looked at this, and I said, why Jerusalem? Lord, why did all of them have to go to Jerusalem? You omnipresent, you can meet them anywhere, you can fill them anywhere. But when you look at verse 5, it says, and there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. Because God wanted to touch the nations. Not just the Jews. Jesus came for the nations. Are you doubting that? Let me hear a loud amen like you believe it. Jesus came for all nations. Amen. And when the Holy Spirit came, the church was clothed with Christ Jesus so that all of us could now go in the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God, and go minister to all people the way that Jesus ministered to people. How can I love all people? There's some people you would never ever have been friends with them if you didn't meet them in the church. Okay, don't raise your hand. Just double blink at me if you know who I'm talking about. There's some people you would never be friends with. But now because of the love of God, that love that's become the mortar, you're built in together into the same dwelling place. Because of God's love and God's ability, not because of you. Can I tell you what's the problem in the world today? We've got so many churches with structures, but too little Holy Spirit. And structure will hurt you. Structure can disappoint you. Structure has got a purpose. But without the Holy Spirit, the love of God, the breath of God, there cannot be life. There cannot be change. Can I say this? You don't join a church. You are born into a church. You join the library club. You join the Land Rover club. You join the hiking club. You join those clubs. But when it comes to the body of Christ, you are born into it. And we need revelation and understanding of this, because if we have revelation and understanding of this, our behavior will change. The way we talk to people, the way we behave, the way we say things, the way we do things will change. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 12 says, for as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. Verse 13, for by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. Can you see what God did when He baptized us with the Holy Spirit? When He sent the third person, He made us one. We were baptized into one body. This is something that we should ponder upon, something that we should think upon. Let me have some bright people. Just bring me three bright people. Don't be shy. I want some bright people that's clothed today in traditional clothes. Come up to the platform quickly. When we realize that we are linked to each other, that we are one body, my behavior will change. But because I don't realize that we are one body, and she might be different from me, I think I don't need her. But I need her like she needs me. You will never see anybody will just go and bite their own hand. But when I know that she's part of me, I won't just bite my hand. But because I push her away, I now want to bite. And I can be nasty and I can say things that can hurt. But if I know that she's part of me, I won't do that. I know that I need her like she needs me. I need her like she needs me. I need her like she needs me. And I need you also, like you need me, okay? We need each other, amen? He's got strengths that I don't have, and I've got strengths that he doesn't have. And we need each other. But when we have a revelation that we are one body, although we are different, we need each other. We are linked to each other. The thumb is linked to the hand is linked to the arm to the elbow to the shoulder. But you know what happens in the body of Christ? This hand gets offended and says, I'm not going to help anymore. And now I'm walking here with a hand that's doing this. The body can still function, but not that well. Because now if I want to greet them, I have to put the microphone under my arm. Because this hand doesn't want to do what it's supposed to do. The Bible says when every member finds its rightful place, the body starts to edify itself in love. The body is not edifying itself because many members have not found their rightful place. We have too many eyes that want to be a finger because they're comparing themselves to somebody else. You think it's better to be a hand than a foot. You think it's better to be a thumb than a big toe. But you know, if that big toe is not there, I cannot balance myself. And we've created these things of what's more important, but there's no competition in destiny. I don't have to compare myself to her. Her destiny is her destiny before God, and my destiny is my destiny. And in the body of Christ, when we understand our purpose, why we are here, and we find our rightful place, we start building each other up in love. Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Thank you. You look beautiful. Ephesians 4:16 says, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. You have something to give to strengthen the body. A matter of fact, the way the body is designed is to support and help itself the whole time. When there's infection, you don't even know. Your body will just send extra blood cells, white blood cells there to go and fight the infection. The Bible actually says those parts that you don't see is more honorable than the ones you can see. Your kidneys, your heart, your lungs that are working here. It says, by what every joint supplies according to the effect of working, by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Can I make a statement? If you're in a body and the member next to you is not edifying you, is that person in the right place? Let me rephrase it for you. I spoke on Thursday night when we were praying at the prayer meeting. I said, if your pastor is not edifying you, is he in the right place? Because being at the right place makes it easy. The body is designed to edify itself, to build itself up. Yes, we preach and we're going to reprove and we're going to give you instruction in righteousness. But we walk in the Spirit of Christ. Amen? When you're at the right place, at the right time, those around you should be edifying and building you up. Amen? I'm not saying to run away from your job. Sometimes we find ourselves in jobs where God has placed us. Amen? And you have to be the light there. And God will give you the grace to shine there, to make a difference. But find a field, find a church where you can be edified, where you can experience the love of God and you can be built up. Amen? Am I talking to the right people here? On Thursday night, I said one of the challenges that we have is, you know, God has given the church authority. The enemy has got power, but we've got authority. We've got power and authority because God gave us power. And I used the example, I said, to explain that, I said, when a truck drives towards a police officer standing at a T-junction, that truck has got power and can drive over you. But because he's got authority, he says, stop. Can I have an amen? God has given you authority. There's things out there that's bigger than you, that's stronger than you, that's giants, but you've got authority to handle it. Amen? And that's what makes us different as Christians. We've got that authority. Let me tell you, Peter, the rock. Jesus said to him, Peter, you the rock. And upon this rock, Jesus Christ himself, I'm going to build my church. Talking about that Peter. You know what he wrote? In 1 Peter 5 verse 2, he said, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly. Not for dishonest gain, but eagerly. Not for dishonest gain, but eagerly. Nor as being lords over those entrusted to you. Nor as being lords over them. We're not allowed to lord over you. Amen? But there's a relationship between a pastor, the shepherd and the sheep. Hebrews said, I'm watching out for your soul. So you've got your responsibility and I've got my responsibility. But when you submitted and committed, especially if you're going to make decisions where you move places, let your pastor pray with you. Can I have an amen? Because that's a big decision. That can influence your destiny. Amen. So Peter says, nor being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive a crown of glory that does not fade away. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Young people, can I hear an amen? Amen. Louder than that? Amen. Louder than that? Amen. Louder than that? Amen. Thank you. That's better. Give the Lord a hand. Amen. So likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Can I just say this? There's a place where we need each other. Sometimes I need your legs to run for me. Then you run. Sometimes I'm going to need your eyes or your ears. Please help me just listen here quickly. Please just look out there quickly. Amen? Were you not happy for the children's church when they came in and they were dancing here? Yes, give the Lord a hand. But there were some members of the body of Christ that was not dancing. They were standing here looking out, keeping an eye on the children. Yes. Keeping an eye. Nobody can hurt them. Keeping an eye on them. Amen. Helping them. Keeping an eye. Okay, now it's time to jump. Now it's time to dance. Amen. That's what we do. We are there to help each other. So, pastors, willingly, eagerly. That's how we serve. But it's also for you. When you come serve willingly and eagerly. It says, not for dishonest gain, not for what you can get out of it. Can I have an amen? We're in this for God. But it says, be an example to those around you. Be an example. Be clothed with humility. Can I tell you the beautiful thing? When you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit and you've been clothed with Christ, serving it's not just something you do, it's who you've become, because the greatest servant lives on the inside of you. Humility is not something you do, it's who you've become because of your total dependence upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Holiness is not something that you do, it's who you've become, because he who knew no sin became sin so that you can become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Worship is not just something we do, songs that we sing, it's who you've become, being able to worship God in spirit and in truth. So it's something that happens from here. We need people of heart, whose hearts are connected with God. Because the number one characteristic of Jesus is he can feel what you're feeling. That means heaven knows what you're going through. Heaven can feel what you are feeling. But can you feel what the brother next to you is feeling? But when we are linked up, I can feel what you're feeling. And I can walk with you. And I can be there for you. Amen. I'm going to close with this. Jesus tells a parable about the sower, sows seed. He says, and he sows the seed on different places. You know the parable? It's not about the sower, it's not about the seed, it's about the place. Can I ask you, what place is your heart at right now? When the word of God falls on the soil of your heart, what happens? The Bible says, first time around, the birds came and just stole it away. Then it was rocky ground. It says, then there was soil that was okay, that started to grow. But the deceitfulness of riches and the cares of this world and all other things choked the word of God out of their hearts. Can I tell you something? It speaks of your body, your soul, and your spirit. If you want to serve God and be fruitful, you need to be all in. Body, soul, and spirit. You know, some people just want to serve God with spirit. I'm just going to sit at home and I'm just going to watch the program and let them minister to me and I'm just so blessed. But when are you going to serve? When are you going to help? When are you going to support somebody? Because I need you like you need me. So you have to be at the right place at the right time. Turn to the person next to you and say, right place. Can I say, be at the place where you're surrounded with people that will build you up and not break you down. Many people's potential are not limited by what's on the inside of them, but it's limited by the place. Take some time and just go think upon that. Well, I'm going to say, happy cultural day, household of Christ. God bless you. Give the Lord a hand. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio sermon. For more information, please go to our website, www.hoc.org.za. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.